Okay, just suck it away.
So, I was just talking... What's that other guy's name?
John.
John. I was just talking to John about history because he's he does that, the history, the ancestral research. And I think you're a bit of a history buff as well, aren't you? Because I remember you talking about Cromwell.
Oh, Oliver Cromwell. Let's get on to Oliver Cromwell. Yeah, the dissolution of Parliament and things like that. Yeah. How appropriate with these days of Brexit.
Yeah. So, have you read a lot of books about him then?
I haven't read the book on Cromwell. I got an audio book through Audible. That wasn't that wasn't a plug, by the way, for Amazon. I do like history. It's one of my favourite subjects, but I wouldn't say that I'm any expert.
No. I tell you what, I get a lot of audio books as well. I love it. Because you can drive your car and you can read a book at the same time, can't you?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's much better in it than actually doing the physical reading of a book whilst driving there.
Well, yeah, a lot when you're driving, yeah. I find it very relaxing as well, especially traffic jams and things like that.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. So, I mean, I suppose we're kind of doing this talk about, you know, the businesses and, you know, the interaction that we've got with a lot of different people. And I kind of met you then through doing your business, didn't I, Paul?
Yes, you did. Yeah, my drone filming and photography, yeah.
Yeah. I may add, not near an airport.
No. New rules just coming in tomorrow. 5 kilometres away from an airport you have to be now, and that's enforceable by law. I think it's unlimited fines and 5 years in prison.
Well, yeah, I don't fancy prison much at all.
No.
So, yeah, I mean, we kind of met because I've got a project up in a small village called Bolsterstone.
Yeah, that little bunkhouse.
Yeah, and you volunteered very kindly to come up on a pro bono type of affair.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was pro bono. That might have just been me.
No, it was fine, yeah. You got me a bacon sandwich as well, so that's good.
And then, yeah, you came up and you've been to see the project, and that were very helpful and useful to us as a small organisation to help us get the word out there.
Well, I saw it as it's not something for profit, really, is it? It's something for kids, something for the community, isn't it, really? So, and I don't mind doing things like that for nothing or for, you know, expenses or whatever. I'm just filming Mel, you know Mel, runs for it. She's doing on St Patrick's Day. I just volunteered to go and take the drone on Sunday. So 11 o'clock Sunday morning, I'll be there with the drone.
That's great.
If it's not weather like this.
Yeah, and what I like about, I think obviously with austerity, you know, charities have had even more cause to go out there and ask people for money. And I think one of the unique things with Mel's charity, Run For It, is that it's a self-financing charity that then helps other charities.
Yeah.
So, wow, what an amazing initiative.
Yeah, that's nice, isn't it? Now, I'm doing something for another charity, actually, or another organisation that helps charities. I don't think they're charitable organisation themselves, and that's Sheffield Mums Against Cancer.
All right.
And so they just a collection of mothers who do fundraising together, organise events, and then give the money to St Luke's and other cancer charities in Sheffield. And it's just,
yeah.
I think, well, what, you know, if I've got the time and I've got the capability, why not do it? So
yeah.
I've been to St Luke's this week filming an interview there, and then next week I'm going to the hospital and I'm going to be doing a short interview there as well.
So. And what's your business called? Oh, Hoverloft.
Hoverloft.
Oh, sorry, Hoverloft.
Hoverloft, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Hover aloft.
Yeah. And then I know that there's obviously charities are fantastic organisations, and they've all got their own end users. And in Sheffield there's some amazing charities that, you know, don't perhaps get as much coverage as what others do. And I mean, Cavendish Cancer Care did an event with us last year, and in one day through a charity type abseil they raised £6,500.
You wouldn't catch me doing an abseil.
Well, not yet.
Oh, I tried it once. I tried abseiling off a bridge once in the Middlesbrough area, and it wasn't particularly high either, but I was, you know, you can let go of the rope, can't you?
Yeah.
And you will just hang there and you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
I was hanging onto that rope. I was gripping it so tightly that my knuckles were white and my hands were getting red because I was just that scared of the height. And I know it's not logical because I know I was safe. And I know you just got to let the rope through, but that was terrifying for me.
I mean, we've also met, haven't we, on networking as well, Paul, a few times.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, there's a number of networking events, you know, everywhere, you know. But, yeah, we've met a couple of times and that's been quite good, hasn't it?
Yeah. I go to Destination Depot that you organise, of course, on a Tuesday morning. And then I quite often go to the firm networking on a Friday. Okay.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. And then there's one on the last Friday in the month in Sheffield. What's that one called? Oh, Last Friday Club. That's what it's called.
Yeah, that's how appropriate. Yeah, just answered your question.
Yeah, I did. That's mainly construction.
Yeah, I've I go to another one at Wortley Hall every other Thursday. That's the B4B. It's a membership network, but that has been very productive as well.
B4B? Is that business for business?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I also go to one out in the Hope Valley, which is called the Hope Valley Business.
Oh, the Hope Valley Business. I've been to that once, yeah.
Yeah, that's good, and they have good speakers on as well. So there's a number in there, and I think all these groups give you different elements of support and, you know, assistance and I think friendships. And
quite a lot of the time, the same people go to them.
Yeah.
But I don't see that as a problem because I start talking to someone at one event and then they come back to me at the next event and say, oh, I know someone who knows someone who wants a drone operator. And that happened very recently. You know Mark Ross and Seven Hills Creative?
Yes.
He came to me and said, I was talking to someone who knows someone who needs a drone operator, Toggle Engineering in Doncaster, I think it is. So I went to meet the guy and now I'm on Toggle's books. Brilliant result.
So have you had any referrals at all from Destination Depot?
Not from Destination Depot, but not yet. Mm. But I've linked up with, of course, with you I have, yes.
Well, that's I am Destination Depot. Have you had any leads?
I don't think they saw that.
Have you had any leads?
I didn't see the fact that you were pointing at yourself on the microphone. But yeah, I get some leads off you. There was...
yeah, you don't have to say where.
No, there was an estate agent who wanted some photography, but he didn't come back to me after... Mm. I went back to him a few times and he said he was still waiting for the for his client, so I've left that at the moment.
Yeah. And then I think, you know, you mentioned before Seven Hills Creative. Mm-hmm. There's also Seventh Wave.
Yeah.
And obviously they're doing great things, aren't they?
Of course.
That's why we're sat here now in the back of a camper van doing this recording.
Yeah. The van's called Dan, by the way.
Oh, sorry.
Dan the van.
Sorry, we're sat in the back of Dan the van.
Camper van Dan.
Yeah. So, I mean, what, you know, is there any other areas you want to discuss?
No, I can't think of anything at the moment, actually.
Yeah, I mean, why I don't really say particularly much about what we do in the networking events, but we're an outdoor activities organisation working predominantly with young people on the Duke of Edinburgh's Award and the Prince's Trust. And also, like Paul's mentioned, we've got this bunkhouse project, which is the refurbishment of a Grade 2 listed building in the village of Bolsterstone. So... yeah, we are looking, if people out there are listening, we are looking for 16 groups or businesses or entrepreneurs to all chip in £5,000 each. Yes, I know it sounds a lot of money, but when you then realise what you're getting back for your £5,000, I think it's more than worthwhile. So it's a bunkhouse type retreat for 16 people, and your £5,000 investment will get you 3 Monday to Friday weeks per year for 5 years. So that equates then to about £4.60 per person per day, which is unbeatable. And obviously, whilst at that bunkhouse in a beautiful area, countryside, loads of activities can be done. Mountain biking, there's climbing not too far away, kayaking, and
there's
then
a golf club as well, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a golf club. There's the retail park just down in the bottom. So any groups, families, businesses, associations, charities... that see the benefit in utilising that project, by all means get in touch.
Who are we?
Yeah, we get in touch with get in touch with info@boldadventures.co.uk, and if you just express an interest, we can obviously show you the project. We've got plans which have been done by Taylor Tuxford on a pro bono basis. They've worked with us for the last 3 years, getting all the planning through, doing all the drawings. Absolutely fantastic team there of Reese and Michelle. Just been absolutely amazing people. And of course then we've got supporters in the village, particularly, or in the past we've had Phil Vanderham, who showed a lot of support to us. And there's other lovely people in that village, and it's a beautiful place. And we're trying to obviously bring a footfall to the village to help the local pub remain open.
Mm-hmm. So, still don't know what's your name, Mark.
Oh, okay. My name's Mark from Bold Adventures
and Destination Depot.
And Destination Depot. Yeah. Full stop.
There you go. Excellent. Right, that's 10 minutes.
Cool.
Amazing.
Easy, isn't it?
It is easy. Mm. There's some great little bits in there, which I'm going to have fun games. Yeah, no, it's going to be just. What we're going to do? I'm already laughing. And when we're going to get this out there, we're going to create this sort of. It'll be just fantastic to see what people land.
You know what I mean? The one thing I do hear is when you hear the sound of your own voice. Oh, I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, yeah. I sound really nasal. It's not like not right. It's not what I hear in my head.
Well, I've been recording that last little bit. That'll be much more natural. Mm. You know, that sort of. I'll just stop it here and just.